We've talked a bit about crisis situations and so on, and what people need to do in those. Let's talk about, say, a situation that a lot of Eastern companies, the Russians and the Chinese companies, looking to come over here and list, or looking to improve their global reputations. What are the sort of things, you know, where some of them may have some baggage from a environmental point of view or whatever? What are the sort of things that you would be saying to them as far as how they should handle themselves and improve reputations?
We get a lot of Chinese businesses coming to the business school. We have a big setup in Shanghai and Hong Kong, so a lot of our work now is in China. We have a Chinese centre within the university, another one within the business school. China's come a heck of a long way very, very quickly. We've also worked with Russians and Russian business. That has been slower to see the entrepreneurship in Russian business by comparison with Chinese business. The Chinese seem to have latched onto it much quicker.
Interesting.
But the thing that's missing in many Chinese businesses at the moment is understanding what a brand is. Chinese people love brands. Just go shopping in China, they love brands just as much as anybody in the West. But the next generation of Chinese businesses will have to move from making the brands for other people sell, making the products other people brand, in other words, to creating and marketing their own brands. And that's a heck of a leap.
Yeah.
It's a heck of a leap. You can say that Chinese have always been entrepreneurs, going right back in history, doesn't matter about communism, that won't have blocked it at all. Communism has blocked the brand. It's sort of the blanding down of society. So we know we like these brands. It's a symbol of our freedom to choose, freedom to demonstrate that we're making money, all those things. Now they've got to understand it coming the other way. When you look at the challenges then facing a Chinese company, the first thing that we'll notice if there's a Chinese sounding brand name on the product is that it's from China, and there'll be an immediate overlay that we will assume that our knowledge of things Chinese is somewhere behind this brand.
Embedded in that, yes.
And I have to admit, my first personal visit to China was 4 years ago now, and I expected to see rickshaws in the streets. I expected to see tuk-tuks, which, as I'm used to in Thailand and Vietnam that I'd visited before then, I expected to see that sort of society. I didn't expect to see the sort of cities that I'm used to seeing in Japan. Get off the plane in Shanghai, what do you face with? One of the most modern cities on the planet.
And very modern traffic jams. And
very modern traffic jams and pollutions and God knows what. But that changed my perception of China and things Chinese in seconds. Now, not all of us have been to China. Mm. Not all of us have seen that. So there's tremendous barrier for brand China to overcome before we get near the actual brand itself. So we've now come up with our name, the Li Zhang range of cosmetics, or whatever we want to call it. First problem is we've never heard of it. And getting recognition is the first stage of branding. Mm. To get the imagery, recognition, and the cost of doing that. And I've seen an estimate, the cost of establishing a global brand is $6 billion.
Wow.
$6 billion. The internet and online is an easy way through.
Yeah.
Much cheaper way of doing it, maybe to a more limited, in a more limited way, but as a substitute for mass advertising, has got to be something that people need to look at.
Just get yourself a furry meerkat.
And then you've got to have then something that you build into that branding which is exactly the same as the challenge as it is anywhere on the planet. Some of the problems that business people in China will face, I think, would be exemplified by my very first Chinese student when I was actually working in Oxford at the time. My first Chinese student from the People's Republic of China, and she wanted to do her dissertation for her master's degree on the topic of why do British companies have public relations departments. So, well, you're joking. Yeah, that's not a topic for a dissertation. She says, yes it is if you're Chinese and we don't know what PR is.
Indeed.
Because we don't need it. There's the state media, there are the state companies.
We don't
Why
know
do you
right,
need
yes.
public relations? And then you see Tiananmen Square and you realise why that was allowed to happen. that was allowed to happen. And I think it's a process, and that's one reason perhaps why there's so many Chinese in the West now, just trying to understand how we think, because we will be the consumers for their brands that are going to follow in the next wave.
And do you think that that sort of educational process that they're going through is going to be that they first have to master the kind of product brands and building reputation around that before the building good governance reputation and then the kind of responsibility side, corporate responsibility side? Do you think they have to do those in series, or do you think they need to try and do it everything at once?
I think they've got to do everything at once. If you let's take the milk powder scandal. Now there was a joint venture with a New Zealand company in one of the companies involved in the scandal, so you did have the Western influence there. Despite that, they were adulterating milk powder, despite knowing that a lot of that was going into young kids and babies. So if you've still got that way of thinking that we can get away with it because we can cover it up, then that's a fundamental issue that's got to be addressed before we can
before
think about
people trust. Yeah.
So I think there's a cultural dimension, and I think it's something that will be generational. Deng Xiaoping, I think, this lovely saying that's been attributed to him: we're crossing a river and we're feeling for the next stone underneath the water. Lovely metaphor. So we know which direction we're going in. We're not too sure about our footing.
What's underneath?
We're not too sure what's going to happen. But this is a general view that that's the direction that they're going to have to go in.